feels I do, feels I do, friends of you.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Got no drink. You ain't got no more, and I don't have no more, so we going to the next corner. We in the church will hang around folk. That's why we end up drained. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here today. Preach, Reverend Turner. We hang around folk that drain us. That's why we have faith. We hanging around folk with no faith. Child, if I were you, I wouldn't do that. I don't know. My uncle failed at that. My nephew tried to start his business, and that was your nephew. Your nephew might not have what I have. As long as I've got. I went to that bank, and that bank wouldn't give me a loan. Well, baby, that's four or five more other banks down, right down the street. I wish somebody get like I do. When I leave out of one bank, they tell me no. I say, okay, that's fine. Well, thank you for your time. I go right on up in the next bank. Then those that do tell me yes, I still go to the next bank because their interest rates are 7. I go to this one, and I'm going to say, well, he said his interest rate was 6. Somebody didn't get that yet. So in order to beat his interest rate, you got to go down to 5. He's already said it's 7, but I ain't worried about that. I hope the Lord forgive me. Lord forgive me for that one. Here's what you got to adapt. If one won't, I like Walker's slogan. Anybody know Walker's slogan? Anybody know Foster Walker's slogan? You know Walker. Walker will. Touch your neighbor and say, Jesus will. Watch this. Watch this. We need to hang around people. That's why when you around people that don't have any faith, they drain you. And you end up saying, I don't know what's wrong with me. They've taken everything away from me. They've sponged up. All of your faith, they sponged up. Everything that they have is negative. They don't have anything. They always depressed and in despair, and they just constantly taken away from you. Your joy gone, your peace gone. You don't even listen to that gospel music anymore. Now you find yourself listening to that R&B all day long. Not only when they got there, notice that the friends, the Bible said he saw their faith. But here's something that caught, confined, and captivated my attention in verse 2, because notice they get the man there, and Jesus, watch this, and Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. Which tells us that his healing was intentional, but now we see that his problem, well, are you with me yet? Is internal. Somebody say internal. See, Jesus says you can go to heaven with a broke up body. You can go to heaven with an amputated leg. In fact, you don't need any legs at all. Let me tell you why you don't need any leg, because the songwriter said, give me two wings. So you don't worry about legs. You don't worry about, watch this. You can go with no arms. You can go with no legs. You can go to heaven with no eyes. You can go with some of your organs, all of your organs. No, you don't even need those. That's why I'm an organ donor. Don't go tell everybody that, because somebody's going to kill me and take the little stuff I got in me. Let me keep that for a little while. But watch this. You can go to heaven. You can go to heaven without all of that. But here is what stops us. Here is what hinders us. Here is what holds us back from getting to heaven. Your sins. It's an internal problem. Jesus says, wait a minute. What's more important? I can heal the man's body, but he still has an internal. We put more emphasis on external. I see folk, man, some of these people, I see them come on television, they, oh, my leg was hurting, I've got to heal. Great, fine, well, and wonderful. But what about your inside? I didn't hear you say that my sins has been forgiven. Some of these TV vets, I said, man, I sure wish they'd lock him up. Up there with all that foolishness. My back was broken. Now I'm whining and jumping. I said, boy, the devil get in somebody sometimes. Sometimes I'd be wanting to just trip him. But I said, I wish I'd just trip. Bam! I'm telling the truth with shame in the devil. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Jesus says that the man's problem was really not the palsy. The man's problem was he had a sin problem. And in the church, watch this, our focus is way off. We're looking at what the girl got on. Child, I done counted the tattoos on her. That doesn't have anything to do with what the Lord sees. 30 tattoos and a clean mind, a clean heart, the Lord will accept that. She can have 30 tattoos and a clean heart. You can have 0 tattoos and a dirty heart. Hello. Who? Preach, Reverend Turner, I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here today. Watch this. Notice here that Jesus put emphasis on the inside, and everybody here needs to know that the Lord says this is what he really focuses on. You see, if the heart is right, then everything else will be right. Jesus says, once you get the heart right, then watch this, you start to walk right. You start to talk right. You start to live right. I wish I had 3 believers. You can have all of the cars you want. You can have all of the fine houses you want. You can have all of the bank accounts that you want. But if you have the wrong heart, God does not, he rejects a heart that is not of him. Touch a neighbor, say, neighbor, get the hate out. You got to get that hate out. It can't, you can't. God knows your heart. Talk back to me if you can. God knows everybody in here. He knows your heart. Everybody in here ought to be able to sit by anybody. I don't go there. I don't sit by her. She don't have a problem. She doesn't have a problem. You had the problem. She might be all right. In fact, let me help three people here. Some of the stuff that you're hating other folk and angry with them about, either they don't know, and those that do know don't care. I just thought maybe I'd throw that in for free. So that'll help you quit worrying about, well, she don't like me, and I don't like her, or I don't like him. So what? Get over it. You're on high blood pressure pills. Get over that. Get over that, because guess what? It's internal, because the Lord, watch this, the Bible said that Jesus, knowing their thoughts, Jesus knows, I don't care how pretty you get on Sunday, the Lord, you might look good on the outside, but how do you look to Jesus on the inside? Can I talk to three people a day? It doesn't matter how well you can pray. It doesn't matter how well you can sing. It doesn't matter how well you can preach. It doesn't matter how well you can expound and exegete the word. If that heart is not right, God does not accept it. He will not accept it. He will not accept it. Thirdly of all, not in the comfort of recovery, we see, are you with me yet? We see that his healing was intentional. We see that his problem was internal. Thirdly of all, Jesus says, your sins has been forgiven. Now it's time for you to do the important thing. Take up your bed and walk. I wish I had three believers. You see, the Bible says, Jesus says, now you don't need to just talk the talk. Now we see somebody say important. You see, it's important now that you walk the walk. You see, folk want to see more of what you do than what you say. Let me just put it to somebody today. Action. Speak louder than words. I wish I had three believers. Jesus says, take up your bed and walk. Which tells us that, first of all, your sins got to be laid down for you to get up. Jesus says, arise. And that's what I want to tell you about today in the comfort of your recovery, Preach Reverend Turner. Arise. Arise means to get up and get going. Arise means to straighten yourself up and let everybody know there is a God. Shoot, I feel like preaching now. Somewhere. Your job is to tell everybody, I know that there is a God somewhere. And when they ask you, you ought to tell them that he picked me up, turn me around, and place my feet on solid ground. Is there anybody here that don't mind testifying that he will pick you up? Is there anybody here that the Lord has picked up? I need about three believers over on this side. Is there anybody here that the Lord has picked up? I need about three more believers to come along with me. Is there anybody here that the Lord has picked up, turn you around? Did he place your feet on some solid ground? Good God Almighty, ain't he good? I wish somebody would testify. Touch a neighbor, say, neighbor, I know that he's good. Tell him, say, the reason why, I know why. Because I tried him for myself. Tried him early in the morning. I tried him in the afternoon hours. I tried him late in the midnight hour. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Wave your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. I know he's all right. As a comfort.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. That's good. As a comfort in your recovery.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
it is. I'm through.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe there's someone here who has never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
My Lord, my Lord.
I got to get you home now. There's someone here. I'm Pastor, I've never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come on, Jeffrey. I've never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Listen, listen. I want you to listen at me carefully. We're not asking you to join this church. Not right now. That's not, listen, that's not what we're doing right now. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to get you to heaven. Well, we're trying to get you to Jesus. Jesus will get you to heaven. He says, because I'm coming to receive you myself. And that's a comfort that you have. That's one thing that I saw Enoch do. In the book of Genesis, Enoch walked so close with God until he walked on up into heaven. There's something else that I saw Elijah do. Elijah got a hitch on a chariot of fire and rode all the way to heaven. But you, I've learned something about us. We are so precious to Jesus. He died on Calvary for us. Rose victorious from that grave. You are so precious to him. Until he says, listen, I'm not going to trust you to walk up into heaven the way I did Enoch. He says, I'm not going to trust. He says, something could happen between here and there. He says, I'm not going to trust this fiery chariot, this fiery taxi to come pick you up. He said, something might happen to the driver and they might delay. He says, I'm coming to receive you. I'm coming to get you. That's how precious you are. You have no reason and no right to let anyone tell you you're not worth anything. He says, I'm coming to get you myself. He says, I'm going to wake you up. I've designed my own alarm clock. Since the sound of the trumpet, the twinkling of an eye. Listen, we're not trying to get you to join this church. I'm trying to get you to join Jesus. Now I hear someone saying it. Pastor, what does it take to join Jesus? What does it take to come to him? Well, the book of Romans 10 and 9 says, if you confess with your mouth, and you believe in your own heart that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You can come now. So listen, listen. Here's what you can know today. Mama can't do this for you. Mama can't do this one for you. My mama will help me tie my shoes. She used to help me get up when I fell. She helped me a couple of times with a loan. She helped me feed me. She helped me with a furniture bill a few times. But when we get to heaven and stand before Christ, mama can't step in for you. I always tell my son, I said, son, you got to learn this because daddy not going to be with you always. There's things that I'm not going to be able to do that he's going to have to learn to do himself. You have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible says, then you shall be already saved. You said, Pastor, I'm already saved. I've already accepted Christ as my Lord. Listen, I need a church family that's going to grow with me. We already know you're going to grow. That's faith. I'm not worried about that. I know you're going to grow. You can come today. Today is your day. No finger pointing. No judgment. Just as you are. Listen, whatever you are, that's between you and the Lord. Man, that's not a hill of beans to me. Listen, that matters nothing to me. What matters to me is that you're saved. All matters to me is I want to see you when we rise from the grave. That's all that matters to me. Nothing else matters. I can preach to straight. I can preach to gay. I can preach to man. I can preach to woman. It doesn't matter to me. Listen, whatever Jesus accepts. In fact, Jesus went so far as to tell Peter in the book of Acts, Peter would not eat. He said, what I declare clean, it's clean. Somebody saying, well, what does that mean? What we declare unclean. Jesus says, if I declare clean, then it's clean. I wish I had some believer. What we reject, Jesus accepts. So don't think you're going to be the only one in heaven. One writer said one of the biggest surprises of heaven is going to be the fact that we are there. You didn't get that one yet. Child, I made it. We have a way. Well, they ain't going to make it. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I've had people that talk to me and I've had questions posed to me, Sister Jacob. Well, you won't, you, if there's gay people in your church, I said, I got some folk that's worse than gay. Worse shape, they're in better shape than that. I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying that it's bad. Listen, my job is to preach the word. Lord didn't send me to judge anybody. My job is to preach the word. It's right there in the book of Jeremiah 3:15. He says, I'm giving you pastor that's going to feed you. Jesus, when he fed the 5,000, you think all them folk were straight? Talk back to me if you can now. I'm trying to take off some judge's robe because we got this thing to where there are certain folk we feel that's not good enough. No, let's take that foolishness off. All of that stuff they got on TV and folk we want to ostracize folk. Sit down. Preach the word, preacher. Preach that word. If the word don't do it, it can't be done. Come. Come. Come today. May the Lord bless you. May he bless you and may he keep you is our prayer. It's just what I told you. What did the Lord tell us? He told you. Stand up, Miss Joyce. What I told you. What I told you, Cynthia. Y'all gonna know what we're talking about after a while. Miss Joyce, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
That he died. That he rose.
Yes, sir.
And that he will be back again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This sister, Autumn is not here today. But stand up, Sean. Sean. She helped raise her. All of these young ones that you see when they stand up, Shantavia, all of she's the one. Sister Gaiman is the one who actually helped raise those children. I'm talking about literally. She fed them. That's why they became like little cats at her house. She would feed them, and they would, Tracy, they would come and all of that kind of stuff. She ran with them. She loved them. She hugged them. Everything with them. And so this lady here, I told y'all what the Lord was going to do. You ain't seen nothing yet. And we thank God for her. Thank God for bringing her back home. You ought to go to shouting right along now. She's helped raise one generation, and now she's going to raise, two generations. She's going to help raise another generation of our young people, and we thank God for her. Sister Tamika and Lamar, is it? Lamar, Sister Tamika, stand up. Sister Tamika says she just feels lost. She just feels like she's trying to find her way. Now, Sister Tamika, here's what I want to tell you. That's not odd. That has happened to every one of us. Somebody say amen. In fact, if you listen, I want to be perfectly honest with you. It even happened to me. I'm talking about since I've been in the ministry. A lot of times, all you have to do, here's how you do it. You go to the Lord.
I don't want to cut you off. My mom recently passed. And when she passed, it's like I know I need to come back. But it's like I'm so mad because I wasn't ready for her to go. And then from there, it's just like everything just went. Everything just went from a downfall. And it's like I can't get back. And I know I need to for my children. But Amen. It's like I can't because I keep going back to like, I'm just, if she was here, then I feel like, but because she's not here, it's like I feel so lost and I just don't know what to do.
It's all right. That's all right. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you, Sister Tamika, you've taken the first step.
Amen. Thank you, God.
You've taken the first step today. Grief has five stages. Grief has five stages. And this is a part of grief. And sometimes you're lost. You don't know if I wish that she was here. If she was here, she could